Hi there, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new claimant on the line for hair relaxer. Her name is Nicole Joseph.
Nicole Joseph. Okay, I got it here. I just want to confirm the phone number before I let you go. Is it
Sure.
706-977-8936?
Affirmative, that's correct.
All right, thank you so much for that, Ahmad. You can transfer over.
She's on the line now. Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Nicole. My name is Lupe, speaking
Hello.
on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. And then this question is kind of similar to what I just asked, just worded a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, Nicole, that you have not signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
I have not. That's correct.
All righty, thank you for that. So you are willing to affirm. And then have you used any hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
All righty. And then were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And if you don't mind me asking, what were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian. I'm really sorry to hear that. And then And then what year were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
2023.
2023. Alrighty. And then you'll be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. Alrighty. So I got the year you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer, which is 2023. Do you recall the month?
September. I
September. And
recall
then
the day, the 25th.
the 20, I was just about to ask that, so thank you for answering that. So it's September 25th of 2023, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you for that. Just putting that down here. 25th of 2023. Thank you for that. All righty. And then can I have your diagnosing doctor name?
Dr. James Bendale.
Dr. James. Then can you spell out the last name for me? Apologize for that.
B, no problem. BENDELL.
Dell. And then what state would that be in?
Georgia.
Georgia. Thank you for that. Alrighty, James Bendel. I found it here. The Woman Center. I have the name here as James Bendel, MD. Okay, thank you for that. Found him here. James Bendel. Alrighty. All right. Now it's asking for the diagnosing doctor address. Do you know the facility where you diagnose? The hospital.
Where I was hospital, yeah, West Georgia Medical Center.
West.
And it's been bought by WellStar. So WellStar, West Georgia Medical Center.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. It is now called the WellStar West Medical Center. You are completely right. And the address for that I have here is 1514 Vernon Road, LaGrange, Georgia, 30240.
That's correct.
Thank you for confirming that. Just going to put that here for you. Thank you for that. Got the address. Got the address here. Alrighty. Bear with me here. So you said that was in Georgia. It's a 2 year, 18 months. Right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All righty. Perfect. All right, moving down here now. All righty. Next question here. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with the cancer?
I didn't use it more than four times, but I did three to four times prior to being diagnosed, yes.
Okay, so the question is asking if you use any hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. Is that correct?
So that's correct, yes.
That is a yes. Okay, thank you for
Mm-hmm.
confirming that. And then it's the next question. On average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Four times at
Four
least.
times at least. Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, are you a resident of the United States?
I am, yes.
Alrighty, thank you for that. And then can you please provide me with your date of birth?
6/25/1982.
I'm going to repeat this here for you. I got 6/25/1982.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No? All right. I'm really glad to hear that. And then just a referral question. Did you have any other friends, families, or loved ones that also use a hair relaxer and might have been affected?
No.
No? Okay. All righty. And then it's asking here, what state did you use a hair relaxer? Would that be in Georgia?
Yes.
All righty. Let me put that here for you. So that would be Georgia. And then here is just asking for your usage years. So you were diagnosed in 2023. So it's asking when you first started using the hair relaxer and when you stopped using the hair relaxer. So we're going to start off when you first started using the hair relaxer, okay?
Okay, so I first started in 2010, 2010,
2010. Okay. And then do you
and I
recall?
stopped.
Oh, sorry. Do
Go
you
ahead.
recall the month and day? And if you don't recall the day, it's safe to just put the first of that month. Do you recall the month in 2010?
June.
June? Okay. Put June. So that would be 6. And then would you recall the day, or is it just best to put the first of that month?
I'll put the first of that month.
Okay, so I put down June 1st of 2010 when you first started using. So now we're just going to need when you stop using the hair relaxer.
Okay, that's going to be 2023, April.
April 2023. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it safe to put the 1st of April of 2023 as well? For the
Uh-huh.
Okay. 2023 of April. Alrighty, and then how often did you use and apply these products? Was this like a weekly thing, monthly thing, four times per year? And then I recall you saying four times per year. I'm not.
Four times per year for the perms to straighten my hair and the
Okay.
Ultra Sheen, I was spraying, but I used perms four times a year at least.
Oh, at least. Okay. Got you. And then next question here. How many consecutive years have you used a hair relaxer? So we're going from 2010 to 2023. That would be 13 years. Were you using them consistently for 13 years?
Yes.
Okay, so it would be 13 for how many consecutive years? I put down 13. And the next question here, it's asking, did you receive a hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Walmart, Dollar
Walmart.
General.
I'm gonna put Walmart and Dollar General. Got you. And then, if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. And I can help you find that as well on Google if you provide the name of the salon.
That beautician has passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's been gone now. Oh man.
Oh, it's been a
So I
while as
think
well
maybe
too.
3 years. Yeah.
Okay. I believe we can move on. If I were to put an A, if you don't recall. Do you recall by any chance?
No.
Okay. Okay, bear with me here. I'm gonna put you on a 30-second to a, I shouldn't take too long, okay? Bear with me here. Thank you so much for being patient. Bear with me.
All right.
Alrighty, I apologize. Someone put does not recall salon information. Alrighty. So moving on, which brand name products have you used? And I can name a few I have here on the list. One of them being Dark and Lovely, which is the most common I hear. Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, ROS Olive Oil. But yeah, there's plenty of more on the list. But what was the main product that you recall using the most?
TCB, Soft and Beautiful, Cream of Nature, Soft Sheen, Ultra Sheen.
Okay, so you said it was a TCB, Dark and Lovely was another one.
Soft and Beautiful, Cream of Nature.
Okay, I'm going to I found Cream of Nature as well here on the list. I'm going to put that down here because there's a section where I can actually put more than one. So Soft and Beautiful as well. Okay. So what would be the main brand product that you use the most?
I said TCB.
TCB? Okay. Thank you for that. Now I'm just going to put down all the ones you mentioned to me, okay? So bear with me here. Use Dark and Lovely, TCB, Soft and Beautiful, Cream, Nature. Alrighty. All right. And the next question, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Alrighty. Next question here. What type of treatment did you receive? Like, did you receive any chemotherapy, any pain medication?
Yes, I had to get chemotherapy. I did receive pain medication, and I had a partial hysterectomy. I had to have surgery.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. So how many cycles did you receive for the chemotherapy?
Man, I started immediately after I was diagnosed, like a month later. It wasn't even a month later. I know it was 2 weeks after that.
2 weeks after.
And 2 weeks after, I was diagnosed September. I started the top of October. It wasn't even 2 weeks.
Oh, I see. And so, in the beginning of October, it was, when you started your treatment?
Yes, and then I stopped May of 2024.
Oh, I see. So you went from October 2023 all the way to May 2024 for treatment. I see. Because my next question was going to be your treatment date. That would be October, right, of 2023?
Well, that's when we started to treat everything. Okay. I started with pain medication. My chemo itself was December to May.
Oh, okay. So your treatment started in December to all the way to May?
Chemo, yes.
Okay. I'll put December then. So I'll put 12 of 2023 of your treatment date. And then do you recall the date on December when you started your treatment?
Not the date. I just remember December 2023.
No worries. No worries. So I could put the first of that month as well, right? You want me to put the first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Got you. And then, all right, so you said you started chemo in December and you stopped in May. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cycles. Would that be correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much for confirming. I'm just putting that on the intake here for you. So I put chemotherapy, 6 cycles, and then medication. All righty. All right. And then for the treating doctor name, would that be the same doctor who diagnosed you, who you provided to me earlier? No.
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to do. So that would be James Bendel. Bear with me here. I got the address here as well. 1514 Vernon Road, LaGrange, Georgia, 30240. Righty. The number here as well. Alrighty, and then for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you for that. All right, and then I have the first the spelling of your first name spelled as Nicole, as Nicole, correct?
Correct.
And then your last name I have spelled as for Joseph. Joseph.
Correct.
Thank you. And then do you have a middle name so I could put their initial here for you?
Amber A.
A as in Amber. Okay. Alrighty. So Nicole A. Joseph. And then do you have a suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, the third?
No.
That would be none. Alrighty. In order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number?
Well, I don't feel comfortable giving out my whole social.
No, I totally understand. And if you don't, please provide me with the last four.
6495.
6495.
Mm-hmm.
6495. Thank you for that. And then I already have here an email on file. Just confirm if it's correct. I have it here as najoseph625@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And then I already have a primary phone number here on file. I have it as 706-977-8936. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And is this a mobile phone number?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then what's basically going to happen now, we're almost in here with the intake. After I hit the submit button, some documents are going to be sent over to you. It's just going to require some signatures. As soon as you sign them, the attorneys are going to be reaching out to you in a couple of business days to let you know the next steps. What's the best contact preference for them to contact you? Would it be phone, text, and email?
Email and phone would be the best way.
Okay.
Or text, either is fine.
Either
any of them.
Okay, well, it does only let me choose one. What would be your best preference?
I would say text.
Text? Okay. And then what's the best time of day for them to text you for you to expect that text? Like morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime.
Anytime. What's the best preference for you? You want me to put morning or afternoon or evening?
Put afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay. So I put text and then afternoon. Can you please provide me with your home address as well?
206 Jerry Drive, Hogansville, Georgia, 30230.
You said that was in Terrell, Texas, right? So 206 Jerry
Drive, and it's Hogansville, Hogansville, Georgia.
Okay. Bear with me here. Found it here. Hogansville, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, found it here. It's for me, it populates as so I have 206 Jerry Road, Hogansville, Troup County, which is Troup County, and then it didn't populate the state, but I'm going to put down here Georgia because it's in Georgia. Not sure why it didn't populate. So it's Georgia, and then it's 30230 for the zip code.
Correct.
All right. Thank you for that. And then is this a house, or is there a apartment number or letter or unit number?
No, this is just a house.
A house. Okay. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you, we're almost done here. Just the last two questions before I hit the submit button here. Do you have a copy of the medical records for the ovarian?
I can get them. I can get it.
Okay, but you do know they exist, right?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
I see. No worries. Okay. And then if you are able to obtain them, how would you be able to provide these medical records? Would it be by mail, electronically, or both? So there's three options.
Electronically.
Electronically? Okay. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Nicole, would you like to provide an emergency contact number?
No.
Okay. No worries. Thank you for that. All right. Now, bear with me here. I'm just going to go over the intake form that we went over. We are done here. We're just going to look over if I didn't miss any section on my end, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. You did a great job. Just bear with me here. Alrighty, and then before I hit the submit button, I just want to confirm your date of birth one more time, okay? I have here 6/25/1982, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. I'm just going to send this over now. Submit. All right, just hit the submit button now. It's just loading here. All right, it says successfully on my end, so you should be receiving it under guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com. You should be receiving it under a text and email as well, so I sent it both ways.
Okay.
Perfect. And then while you take a look at those and sign them, I'm going to put myself on mute. Call me over if you need help. I'm going to be prepping up a text message with the attorney's information, and it's going to be the text message is going to be under my direct number, so feel free to call or text me in the future, okay, if you have any questions.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, Nicole, it does say completed on my end. I just refreshed the DocuSign. It does say completed, so you did a great job. Basically, what's going to happen, like I said before, now that you signed those documents, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to tell you the next steps, what's going to happen afterwards now. But before I let you go, I just want to confirm if you received my text message, because I do want you to have my direct number and have that attorney information as well.
Okay, yes, I do have it.
Oh, yeah. It says, hi, Nicole. This is Guadalupe. That's how it starts off with the text. And then the number is starts off with the 949 area code.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Nicole. It was a pleasure talking to you. Do you have any other more questions for me before I let you go?
Yes. Did we know, like, how long it was going to take, how long the process takes total?
For the process, that is a great question to ask for the attorneys when because they will reach out to you in a couple of business days. It shouldn't take long since you already signed them. But the process, I don't believe, should take long. And if you have any other questions about, like, settlement amounts or anything like that, I do recommend you to Google that. Look up hair relaxer lawsuit settlement money amounts. You should be getting like an estimate right there on Google as well, because I'm not in liberty to be saying any numbers like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much.
No worries, Nicole. It was a pleasure talking to you. You have a blessed day. Okay, Nicole, you take care.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.